Welcome. You're listening to Talk About Healthy Living. I am so pleased to have you join me today. Every year in the United States, we celebrate the annual national holiday of Thanksgiving. And today's the day as this episode airs. Now, originally, the celebration was to appreciate the harvest and other blessings of the past year. Yet, in my humble opinion, giving thanks should not be confined to a single day, but should be an everyday practice, and I'll tell you why. And I'll share how to launch your practice of gratitude. I'm your host, Peggy Cielfon, a personal development coach trained in Eastern and Western traditions. So I share with you ancient wisdom teachings and modern science and technology. Now, for myself, I pause several times a day to appreciate what I have, or appreciate just a special moment that I might be experiencing. It might be the joy of my first cup of coffee or a morning hug with my sweetheart. It can be little things or big things. And here's what's important. A gratitude mindset has been shown to boost the immune system and uplifts mood. Now, I'll explain more in a moment. So Thanksgiving makes us consider thankfulness, yes? But there's a distinction between being thankful and being grateful. Being thankful can be quite fleeting, and it's like when someone on the line at the grocery store lets you go through ahead of them because you have so few items, or when your spouse does the dishes and lets you just relax. Being grateful is a more expansive mindset. A state of grace where you're really thankful for everything, good and bad, because you know even the worst moments can open the door in positive ways. Like I've shared with you my story about needing surgery and ending up writing an award-winning novel out of the pain and adversity. I particularly like what David White says, that gratitude is more than saying thank you when someone gives you something. It arises from paying attention, from being awake in the presence of everything that lives within and without. And besides, gratitude ultimately stems from recognizing, and I quote, that we are miraculously part of something rather than nothing. And we need not always seek out things to be grateful for. We can instead discover, quote, a deep state of thankfulness for the underlying gift of life and incarnation. I think that's quite beautiful. So the relationship between gratitude and Thanksgiving is deeply ingrained in the holiday. Now, some of us grew up going around the table and sharing something we're grateful for each year, right? So do you want to be happier? If so, grateful people actually experience fewer aches and pains. They report feeling healthier than people who aren't grateful, and not surprisingly, grateful people are also more likely to take care of their health. They exercise more often, they're more likely to attend to their well-being, which is likely to contribute to further longevity. So, a recent study revealed that people who practice gratitude end up being 25% happier. So, that's not a difficult leap to cultivate happiness, right? So, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. It helps people feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, improve health, deal with adversity, build strong relationships. Now, a few other benefits are that it can also improve sleep quality, improve emotional regulation, increase feelings of positive moods, foster hope for the future, reduce stress and burnout, and increase resilience. So, how do you nurture a gratitude mindset? Well, let's look at some of the habits of people who are grateful. Usually, they take time to smell the roses and appreciate them. And they also smell the coffee, right? They notice the bread baking in the oven, the aroma of a new car, whatever gives them pleasure. And psychologist Rick Hansen actually finds that savoring positive experiences increases their benefits to your psyche and your well-being. So hold on to those good moments, that hug. Really pause and feel it. It's also important to learn to receive gifts with appreciation, and I'll tell you why. In my early days dating with Patrick, I realized that we're both really generous people, and we kept giving each other little things all the time. Well, one day I said, Patrick, one of us has to learn to receive. And without missing a beat, Patrick looked at me and answered, well, it will have to be you. And I honestly did have to learn to receive, as I wasn't conditioned to such generosity in a partner. I had to let go and receive with joy. And I've now become a black belt in receiving. And Patrick calls me the most spoiled woman in the world, but I digress. Okay, other ways to develop gratitude. You might consider adding a small ritual to your day, like prayer or meditation. Maybe just making coffee and savoring the smell helps you pay more attention and may make you more aware of what you eat and drink. And when you're more mindful, you may find that everything tastes better. So it just improves your experiences. And to me, gratitude is almost a childlike enthusiasm. When something tickles me in a way that I just feel immense pleasure, or I might even giggle with joy, it all makes a difference to biological cells in the body, which take in and are influenced by actions, words, and behaviors. So besides awakening in the morning with a feeling of gratitude or expressing something you're grateful for, you can activate even more gratitude by keeping a gratitude journal or creating a gratitude jar. So every day, write down one to three things which you're grateful for. For me today, I'm grateful to take a break from work and create some wonderful opportunities for good healthy foods for our Thanksgiving dinner. I'm grateful a sore on my knee has now healed completely. I'm grateful for a compliment someone gave me about how I've touched their life. And that was a real biggie for me. And of course, I'm always appreciative for the life I've created with Patrick and how much we give one another space to be who we are. So, what are you grateful for? Write down small things, big things, what's made an impactful difference in your day or your life. What else can you do? You can do something for someone else to create a gratitude vibration. For instance, I've invited one of my students to share our Thanksgiving dinner. She's feeling alone and a little depressed. She's no family in the area. So we're bringing her to our home to support her. And in the process, it makes us feel good that we can help someone else. And another important understanding, the law of attraction. Feeling gratitude for something draws in more. It's the nature of consciousness to attract. Everything in the universe is composed of consciousness. And when you give more, you truly get more and life becomes richer. So, I'm giving you my wishes for a very happy Thanksgiving for all who celebrate. And may the holidays be filled with joyful appreciation and deep gratitude for everything in your life. I hope you benefited from your time with me today. I'm sending you love and light, and I invite you to join me again next week for another episode of Talk About Healthy Living.